This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some find this hokey. I love this damn song at the end.
It's hokey.
Yeah, I'm not shocked you were going to go that way on there. But March Madness is back. The tournament starts in earnest on Thursday, though we got the first four games.
I think it actually starts in Dayton.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was going to say the first four are Tuesday, Wednesday. But...
Made a joke.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't start in earnest. It starts in
Dayton. Oh, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, man. I think...
I guarantee you there's a town in Ohio called Earnest. I bet there's an Earnest.
Ohio? Yeah, Earnest, Ohio.
I'm going to say there is,
I bet you there is, Bone. Included in Earnest, in North Carolina there, in Dayton?
Controversially so.
Yeah. Like, how the hell they got in the tournament? Well, I can tell you.
Though their AD, who has a bonus tied to the performance of the athletic program.
$104,000.
There you go. Dollars. Pretty big town. I knew it. Yeah. So it's in Dayton, not Earnest, Ohio. He's actually the head of this committee of human beings who, let me explain it to you. They all work for these schools and conferences, and they all have money and bonuses and career achievements tied to this. These are not independent third parties who just do this because they're bracketologists paid by media companies. These aren't algorithms. They go behind closed doors. They start talking for weeks, guys. They have all kinds of private consultations. They have vested stakes in this. It is highly political, and that's why Carolina is in. Oh, yeah. And now that this has become a big story, what do you think the ratings are going to be like for this game, which is also how these people make their money?
Yeah. Well, Carolina is a big brand in college basketball.
There you go. And yeah. Now Carolina doesn't belong.
I just think it's so disgusting. The fact you're always quad one wins. How many quad one wins? When you're 1-12 in quad one games, how the hell is that a good enough resume to make the NCAA tournament?
And the fact that the reasoning for West Virginia not getting in was because they had a guy hurt who hadn't played all year, really. Like, he didn't play, as far as I can remember, he didn't play in a Big 12 game. And yet,
they were 6-10 in quad one games.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
Yeah. And that kid didn't play, but yet.
And if we're going to factor in injuries, how about the fact that Duke was out without two of their four best players and still were up by 25 on Kakalaka in their own backyard?
Yeah. Kakalaka almost beat them Friday, though.
Kakalaka got embarrassed by them.
Yes.
Twice in the ACC.
Ben, you have something to say?
No, that Friday game, officiating never screws Duke. That was exactly what happened.
Well, I don't know. I just said to him off the air, I go, I don't know how Carolina came back, but they were back in that game.
You don't know how Carolina... They're trying to get him in the tournament.
Yeah, I get it.
Who are the officials paid by?
No, I get it.
The ACC. Who is the second most blue blood of all ACC schools? Who is firmly on the bubble?
They might be the number one.
Might be the number one.
Yeah.
Who's firmly on the bubble with their AD in charge of the committee to decide the 68 teams?
Hey, he wasn't in the room during the discussion, Jason.
Yeah, he left the room, Jason.
He left the room. He left the room.
Do they know where he works? Do they know how his contract works? Do they all do the same job he does? Therefore, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours?
I'd be willing to bet they know where he's...
How about this?
Where he... feels where
did you
lands.
See the one bracketologist who tweeted out 111 different bracketologists and algorithms?
Yes,
all ran different models for the 68 teams.
None had
all 111 had West Virginia in. Yeah. All 111 did not have North Carolina. And you're asking why they're playing in earnest? I mean Dayton, Ohio.
Yes,
because it's corrupt as hell.
So. Let's get to the games themselves. Anything, because I know you and Beltway Ben, you got anything you like?
I found myself fading Big Ten teams.
You did that last year, too.
Yeah.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the 18 that Michigan State was laying a Bryant team that I've been impressed by, saw with my own eyes against Towson. I've been impressed by all year. Like, I think that's way too, like, Sparty doesn't score that much. Like, Izzo in the first round against Bryant is going to be trying to beat them by 20. I just don't see it. Bryant's got like four kids, 6'8 or taller, who play real minutes for them. They've got this Earl Timberlake guy who shows up all over the place. They've got a 6'8 point guard who distributes block shots, like, and can shoot the three ball. Like, their transfers are from like St. John's and real schools. They're not from D2 schools. So I thought 18 to Bryant was way too much. I think Purdue's in trouble with High Point. If Purdue tries to beat them 3-for-3, like, all right, if they just want to lay it inside to Kaufman Wren all day, but I don't think that's really what they're going to want to do. And High Point will score on them, and High Point could do some interesting things defensively. And I think I got it at 9. I think it's still out there around 8.
And how are they at 4, Purdue?
You tell me. You tell me. Who's? Well, you think it was a computer or a human being?
I think it was a human being.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's some of what I jumped on. I think New Mexico is going to outright win that game. And I'm telling you, I took 23 with Robert Morris. I think Robert Morris is going to make Alabama sweat into the second half. Like, I think they're going to make that a game.
Oh, wait, Ben, anything you're looking at early?
I mean, he was talking about the Michigan State game, Brian. I like the under 152.5. I feel like that's way too high. Arkansas plus 4.5 against Kansas. This game is not at Allen. Arkansas is getting Boogie back. I think Arkansas covers that. And then Colorado State minus 2.5. No Hunter for Memphis. Maryland, as long as they can beat Grand Canyon, will play, I think, Colorado State. So I like Colorado State minus 2.5.
Are these games, and you guys are much bigger gamblers than I, but will you have action on a lot of games, do you think, is in these Thursday, Friday windows?
I've made like 6 bets so far. I'm monitoring a couple others.
I'll have a lot, but I mean, the amounts will differ.
No, like some would be like a taste. Yeah.
I wanted to make a comment on the UNC thing. So UNC gets their seed or whatever, you know why. But to seed Louisville 8th, so you're kind of pushing away on the ACC. You're saying the ACC is not very good. You're going to give Louisville an 8, who dominated the ACC, how they did. And then UNC gets in, so... I mean, it's hypocritical. Like, there's no way you can give Louisville an 8 seed, who also beat up on UNC when they played. And it was in January, but they beat up on UNC when they played him. It wasn't really close. Then you give them an 8 seed, make them play Creighton, which start anybody who's filling out their bracket, this is the worst 12 o'clock game because it's going to be 50-50. A lot of people have Creighton. A lot of people are going to have Louisville. But to have them as the 8 and then put UNC in, it's just a joke.
I will say this about the play-in games. If you study this, More years than not, somebody who wins a play-in game ends up in the Sweet 16.
Somebody makes a run. Yeah.
I think whoever wins this Texas Xavier game, I had it as a pick'em, so I took 3 points with Texas when it came out. It might be Xavier. I don't know. Whoever wins that game, I think is going to the Sweet 16.
Right now,
they play Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Right now, it looks like Xavier. Right now, at least in the book I'm looking at, is 2.5 point favorite. So that thing is, some of the money has gone there. By the way, in the evenings, you can hear Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA tournament right here on 105.7 The Fan. Starting tomorrow with the first day of first four games. But coming up next, Ravens. It's been busy. They signed a backup quarterback. They brought in DeAndre Hopkins. They just had Ronnie Stanley's press conference. They picked up the $4 million. The deadline was yesterday for Mark Andrews. We'll talk about all that with Jonas Schaefer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us next.